Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Leading lady of song with a leading question in song, none other, of course, than Joan Dallas, to ask, did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight?
Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That wonderful feeling that you want to be kissed. You're strolling in the park, the stars so bright above. You'd love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. You ever get that longing on a June night? That wonderful longing you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you want to be kissed?
To this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And as you probably noticed, next Friday it will be Canada Day. And so this morning, to mark our special day, to look forward to the celebrations, we're going to invite into the studio some wonderful Canadian artists and songwriters. And we started out with Captain Bob Farnan's Canadian String and Swing Group, with Joanne Davis on the vocal, That Feeling in the Moonlight. In addition to celebrating the music of Robert Farnan, we're also going to make a visit to Montreal in the late 1950s, early 1960s, to listen to some very fine singers and jazz musicians who were broadcasting for the CBC and Radio-Canada network back then. Well, we'll carry on with Robert Farnan for our next set, and he is particularly well known to us as a very respected composer of orchestral and film music. He was also a musician, conductor, and arranger in the popular music field. Well, he was born in Toronto in 1917. In his teens, he was playing trumpet and working with the Canadian Broadcasting Company Orchestra. He later took that over as director. He was also, a little later on, a regular on the long-running CBC radio series The Happy Gang. Well, in World War II, serving as Captain Bob Farnan, he led the Canadian Army Band of the Allied Expeditionary Force that was based in Britain and which toured Europe with the Army Show. Well, the band made its first broadcast in 1944 on September the 4th, And fortunately for us, some of the show recorded for repeat broadcasts and also leaving us a fine record of the band's work. We're going to hear numbers recorded in 1945. First of all, a number I think you may have heard of before, I'm Confessing. And that's Captain Bob Farnan with the Canadian band of the AEF. We'll hear a fine trumpet solo on this from a young Fred Davis, who of course went on to later fame as the host of Front Page Challenge and a long broadcasting career. And we will hear Bob Farnan and the band, with Paul Carpenter providing the words to the song written by Alex Kramer and Joe Whitney, Candy. We'll also hear a Duke Ellington number, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Again, Bob Farnan and the Canadian band of the AEF providing the vocal on this one. There's a young lady called Joanne Dallas, who actually went on to marry Bob Farnan after the war. We will hear now Fred Davis with Bob Farnan, I'm Confessing.
The all-soldier Canadian band of the AEF features trumpeter Freddie Davis in Confessing.
That love is sweet as a rose, some say it's honey and the bee. Well, sit right down and let me tell you what my love is to me. Candy, I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy. Candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy. And candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, it's gonna be just dandy, the day I'd take my candy and make her mine, all mine. More of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart, candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for moonlight glow, stealing a kiss by mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You scramble through the park all alone there in the dark. Then you came and caught the spark, and my heart is on fire now. I never made love by London shine, I never saw rainbows half so fine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the
listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM, and we're here at the University of Ottawa. Well, as I mentioned, we are looking ahead to Canada Day on Friday, and we're celebrating it with the work of some wonderful Canadian artists and composers. And we just heard recordings of radio broadcasts made by Captain Robert Farnan and the Canadian Band of the Allied Expeditionary Force, based in Britain during World War II. We heard first I'm Confessin' with a trumpet solo from Fred Davis, Candy, written by the songwriting team of Alex Kramer and Joan Whitney, and we heard words on that one from Paul Carpenter. And then they brought us I'm Beginning to See the Light, the vocal from Joanne Dallas. Well, now we're going to go to Montreal and to the late 1950s and early 1960s to hear some very fine recordings that were made for and broadcast by Radio-Canada and CBC at the time. Well, I found these on an album entitled C'est Magnifique, and it's a collection of the work of several singers and musicians of the day. Well, we're going to feature this morning recordings made by groups led by Montreal guitarist Gilbert Buck-Lacombe. Well, he had a long and varied career. He led a number of bands over several decades, had appeared on many popular radio and television shows during the 1950s and 60s. And we're going to hear three recordings made by him and his musicians with different vocalists. We'll start off in 1960 with the lovely Henry Mancini, Johnny Mercer number Charade, and it's brought to us by Estelle Caron. And it was recorded for the CBC network in 1960. Then we'll go back to 3 years to March the 8th, 1957, and the Radio Canada network, where we'll hear Buck Lacombe and his jazz ensemble with Johnny LaSalle and an Oscar Hammerstein Ben Oakland number, I'll Take Romance. And we'll round out the set with another number from Radio Canada, this time from 1960. It's Yolanda Lisi, and she is singing with, of course, the Buck Lacombe Orchestra. The song is written by Henri Salvador, and it's called Quand Je Monte Chez Toi. Three songs by Buck Lacombe with some lovely singers. And we'll start with Estelle Caron and Charade.
Children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we play. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned.
Best on the bill, sure. I'll take romance while my heart is young and eager to fly. I'll give my heart a try. I'll take romance. I'll take romance while my arms are strong and eager for you. I'll give my arms their cue. I'll take romance. So my lover, when you want me, call me in the hush of the evening. When you call me in the hush of the evening, I'll rush to my first real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. My lover, when you want me, call me in the hush of the evening. When you call me in the hush of the evening, I'll rush to my first real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. I'll take romance.
Quand je monte, je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi. J'ai le cœur qui saute, qui saute, qui saute de joie. Et dans le petit escalier qui n'en finit pas de monter, j'aime, 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 j'aime venir chez toi. Même, même, même si c'est haut chez toi. Aussi ne t'étonne pas si j'ai le cœur qui bat. Quand je monte, je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi. Je monte, je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi. J'ai le cœur qui saute, qui saute, qui saute de joie. Et dans le petit escalier qui n'en finit pas de monter, j'aime, 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 j'aime venir chez toi. Même, même, même si c'est haut chez toi. Aussi ne t'étonne pas si j'ai le cœur qui bat.
Well, we just heard three selections from a wonderful album called C'est Magnifique, Montreal Sings, 1953 to 1968 is the title of the album. And the songs we heard featured Buck Lacombe and Friends, a wonderful jazz guitarist. And we first heard from Estelle Caron with Charade. Johnny LaSalle brought us I'll Take Romance. And we just heard from Yolanda Lissy and the song written by Henri Salvador, Quand je monte chez toi. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we're looking ahead to Canada Day later in the week and celebrating some wonderful Canadian artists and composers. Well, we'll return now to Robert Farnan, and we are now into the late 1940s. After the war, World War II, Robert Farnan made his home in Britain, where he worked as a conductor and arranger for the BBC. Among the many things he did, composed music for film and television. He worked providing arrangements of many jazz and popular standard tunes, and conducted orchestras for a wide range of well-known singers. Well, he worked extensively on radio, television, and film, and as well in the recording studio, along with undertaking many international concert tours, all the time maintaining a very active connection with the land of his birth. Well, we're going to hear several songs and recordings from the late 1940s with singers, and one instrumental too we'll add to the group. We'll start in 1947 with a young Beryl Davis, who'd been around for a while. This is just before she was to move to the US. She had a delightful voice and went on to have a very long and successful career across the Atlantic. Well, Bob Farnan accompanied her on a song written by Carl Sigmund and Peter DeRose called Put That Kiss Back Where You Found It. And then we'll hear the Robert Farnan Orchestra with Denny Dennis, who was a very, very popular crooner in the 40s and 50s in Britain. Well, he had a nice voice, a lovely voice, in fact, and he sang with many of the major groups and bands, and he recorded several numbers with Robert Farnan, including, in 1948, a song written by Joe and Mac Gordon called Every Time I Meet You. And then we'll go to 1950 to probably one of the most famous of the British vocalists, certainly during this period. Vera Lynn was enormously popular in the 1930s through the 40s and 50s. And she made several recordings with Robert Farnan. And they're going to bring us one from 1950, written by Noel Gay and Norman Newell. Vera will bring us the words, and Robert Farnan will lead the orchestra on My Thanks to You. And then we'll round out our set with an instrumental from the Robert Farnan Orchestra of the lovely Oscar Hammerstein Sigmund Rongberg tune, When I Grow Too Old to Dream. Here's Robert Farnan, and we'll start with Beryl Davis on Put That Kiss Back Where You Found It.
Put that kiss back where you found it. Got my dreams all built around it. Put that kiss back where you found it. Put it back right away. Took it when I wasn't looking, and my heart you've also taken. Put that kiss back where you found it. Put it back right away. I saw you grin a little as my eyes began to close. You tilted my chin a little and stole a kiss from under my nose. From the moment that I lost it, I was sure you'd run across it. Put that kiss back where you found it. Put it back right away. Ooh. saw you grin a little as my eyes began to close. You tilted my chin a little and stole a kiss from under my nose. From the moment that I lost it, I was sure you'd run across it. Put that kiss back where you found it. Put it back right away. Better put that kiss back right away.
I meet you for the first time, just as though we never had met before. Every time I kiss you for the first time, and my happy heart keeps begging you for more. Every time you thrill me for the first time. The moment is grand, and the feeling is so brand new. Every time you leave me, won't you take this thought along with you? I've fallen in love for the first and the last time through. Every time you thrill me for the first time. The moment is grand, and the feeling is so brand new. Every time you leave me, won't you take this thought along with you? I've fallen in love for the first and the last time too. And you.
never say.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. Looking ahead to Canada Day on Friday, and we're listening to some wonderful Canadian artists and composers. We just heard four numbers from the orchestra led by Robert Farnon, featuring some of the singers around in the 1940s, and including Beryl Davis, Jenny Dennis, and Vera Lynn. We also heard an instrumental, When I Grow Too Old to Dream. And we can hear the development of Robert Farnon's style emerging in these recordings, those beautiful, rich, intricate, and delicate arrangements that he made for the orchestra and accompanying the singers. And that is particularly well demonstrated in our next two numbers, which we'll get to in just a moment. Well, over the next decades, Robert Farnon worked with many famous names, such as Vera Lynn, Lena Horne, and Tony Bennett, and Sarah Vaughan. It was in 1962, as listeners to I've Heard That Song Before have probably heard before, because I play from this album quite a bit, that Robert Farnon conducted and arranged an album with Frank Sinatra called Sinatra Sings Great Songs from Great Britain. This appears to have been the only album that Sinatra recorded in the UK, and it's a beautiful example of the style of each, Frank Sinatra and Robert Farnon. Those beautiful, rich, and delicate arrangements from Farnon, and particularly soulful and delightful vocals from the great one, Mr. Sinatra. We will hear two numbers from this album, from the pen of Noel Coward, I'll Follow My Secret Heart, and then we'll hear a number written by Carol Gibbons and James Darrenforth, A Garden in the Rain.
I'll follow my secret heart, my whole life through, and I'll keep all my dreams apart till one comes true. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find a stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find love.
just a garden in the rain, close to a little leafy lane. A touch of color neath skies of gray. The raindrops kiss the flower beds, the blossoms raised their thirsty heads. A perfumed thank you they seemed to say. Surely here was charm beyond compare to view. Maybe it was just that I was there with you. But then the sun came out again and sent us happily on our way. Garden in the rain, but then that sun came out again and sent us happily on our
two recordings made by Frank Sinatra with Robert Farnon in 1962. We just heard A Garden in the Rain, and before that, I'll Follow My Secret Heart. As I mentioned, that was the only time, I believe, that Sinatra made an album in the UK, and it's a beautiful example of the art of our two performers. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and this morning we are looking ahead to Friday, Canada Day, and we've been featuring some fine Canadian artists and composers on this morning's show. Carry on with several more recordings from Mr. Farnon. It was in the 1940s, later on, that Robert Farnon began to produce his immense repertoire of light orchestral music, perhaps the music for which he is best known and remembered. He composed the music, he arranged the music, and he also played the music. And his arrangements, especially with strings, those beautiful soaring strings, became and have remained immensely loved and respected by his fans and by his fellow musicians. They went on to influence a generation of composers, conductors, and arrangers. Robert Farnon will be joined by the Queen's Hall Light Orchestra on these. We'll start off with his composition, Ottawa Heights, which I think I play every Canada Day program, but it's a beautiful one. I like to think that Robert Farnon wrote it just for us. Well, for the rest of the world too, but particularly with Ottawa in mind. And it's a beautiful piece. Ottawa Heights and Robert Farnon.
Thank you.
And we're almost at the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our music this morning. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. And we'll conclude with Journey into Melody, which I guess sums up Robert Farnon's life and work. He certainly took us into melody. And what a wonderful time he gave us there.